Howdy, welcome to episode 1.8 of part 1 of The Warp and Woof. I'm Grover Elliott, and next I'm covering my 8th defining characteristic. I am a man. Not a popular position these days, it seems, but I am a man. You might notice that this actually ranks much lower than one might think, but that's because I really didn't have anything to do with it either. There was no choice or decision involved here on my part. Of course, that's the same for you, unless you're part of the 0.1% of the population who are born with an intersex condition. But the vast majority of us are either male or female. An X and Y chromosome or two X chromosomes. And we had nothing to do with that outcome. Neither did our parents. No amount of wishing or standing up and lying down at conception or rolling raw eggs off a pregnant belly had any effect on it. It was a biological conspiracy, much like my not being born into a family of millionaire horse breeders. As an aside, I did not accidentally overlook those who are changing their sexual organs and hormones through surgery and therapy. You can modify your body all you want, but it doesn't change you from being a man or a woman. Doesn't change those chromosomes. Now get mad, yell at me, but we aren't settling the argument here. You'll have to keep listening for the time that we really dig into that trap, and we will. And by the way, the idea isn't exactly new. The first century Roman satirist Juvenal referred to men who took cow hormones in the hopes of becoming a woman. I'm a fan of Aristotle's law of identity, which states A is A. Everything that exists has a particular nature. The first step in understanding, anything, is recognizing this fact. Embrace it. The law of identity will do you well. You'll hear it mentioned here very often. Now you, good listener, might be a man or a woman. I'm a man. There. We have a starting point. Men aren't any better than women, nor are women any better than men. Being a man is much better, but that's from my perspective. We're all different. Different, but equal. Kind of like one half is equal to 0.5, but they're different. The term half might be appropriate in some instances, while 0.5 is better in others. For instance, that man's car can hit 30 miles per hour in 0.5 seconds. Or that woman's vote should count half as much as that man's vote. All right, whoa, calm down. Just a joke, ladies. Don't run off the road angry because that'll just reinforce the perception that women are half as good a drivers as men. All right, I'm stopping. Back to being a man. It's not something that I take pride in because, again, I've no choice. Do I like being a man? Yes, undoubtedly. It is so much simpler. As a man, I don't have to worry about my appearance as I get older. I know some do, but that's just training from Hollywood or somewhere. Me, when the hair on my temples start going gray, I get a pay raise. It's great. When my eyesight starts going and I have to wear readers, people just think I'm more scholarly. That also is great. And those wrinkles around my eyes and mouth, somehow, they're sexy. Man, it's great to be a man. Magazine stands are filled with articles telling me life is better after 50. Again, great to be a man. I mean, really, all I have to do is remember to trim my ear and nose hairs, and everything else just kind of falls into place. And I know you women are saying that's because men publish magazines. No, that's not true. We just don't care. But women, I do feel for you. Y'all tear each other apart. Magazines are filled with articles telling you that you're fat, wrinkled, dried up, and useless after the age of, 30? Let me tell you, those articles are written by other women, not by us. We don't feel that way at all. We value intellectual prowess and self-confidence above all else. All right, this isn't supposed to be a battle of the sexes here. The point is that you are either a man or a woman, and either is okay. Don't let someone else define that for you. The key to being a man or a woman doesn't come from magazines or MTV or MMA or country songs or Cosmopolitan or any of the activists who try to tell you that you are right or wrong because of what populates your nether regions. There's social mores to being one gender or another, opening doors and pickle jars, making meals and beds, wearing dresses or tuxedos. But it's been my experience that much of that comes naturally when allowed to. When my daughter was a toddler, my militant vegetarian ex-sister-in-law barked at me for enforcing gender roles when she saw Little Miss Elliot playing with some dolls. I said she likes playing with them. The lettuce eater said, only because you force those gender roles on her. Fine, I replied. And with that, I took up the dolls and gave my daughter her brother's 3 toy trucks to play with. We left and walked back into the room a few minutes later, and my daughter had the trucks lined up from biggest to smallest. I asked her what she was playing. She said, I'm playing house. This is the daddy truck, this is the mommy truck, and this is the little baby truck. The discussion ended with the back door slamming, and I ate my steak dinner in peace. My point is that you should look at the bright side of being who you are. Accept the law of identity. A is A. You are a man or a woman. Both have advantages and both have disadvantages. There have been horrible men and there have been horrible women. Just as there have been wonderful women and wonderful men. History seems to be filled only with the great men because men wrote history. But when you dig further than that, than your local school curriculum, you'll learn neither of those suppositions is true. We all have a place in this world. Without men, there would likely be no skyscrapers. Without women, there'd likely be no cities in which to build them. Circling back around to the seemingly large number of folks that want to change genders, and this is mostly men wanting to become women, not the other way around. I don't know if you picked up on that. I'd like to point out a little cause and effect related to this. Over the past couple of years, it's 2022 right now, things have improved a bit, but for the 15 or so preceding years, men were portrayed in television, movies, and commercials as nothing less than inept morons. They couldn't wash the dishes, fold the laundry, find anything in the house, count money, deal with a delivery boy, lead a family, figure out a telephone. I mean, nothing. Children and their mothers laughed at dumb old dad in commercial after commercial. In movies and television shows, the dad, husband, or boyfriend was always inept, immoral, and/or impotent. Perhaps that was just making up for white male-centric entertainment industry over the last 100 years. But is it any wonder that so many young men today wish they were women? They were raised being taught men were useless. Do so many wrongs eventually make a right? No, never. And for those who don't feel comfortable in your own shoes or around your own gender, look around a little more. You're going to find a wide array of men and women. You're going to find men who are filled completely to a fault with testosterone that are ready to fight at the drop of a hat. And you're going to find men who are quite effeminate and who don't have interests in doing things outdoors, being gruff, or acting like, quote-unquote, a typical guy. You're going to find women that have a lot more testosterone than you've seen in many men you've met. And you're going to find women who are very dainty and wallflowers. This is what makes us different. This is what makes us interesting. We have chromosomes that dictate our gender, but we can fill so many roles within those genders, have so many differences, and that's what keeps it from being so boring and having to deal with the same type of personality over and over. That's okay. Find your place before you go trying to make permanent alterations to your body to solve something that just may be a sense of not belonging. But to boys today, your son or grandson, let me say that being a man, well, my crow's feet and I can tell you, it ain't so bad. The advantages never end. Heck, eventually, I even get to hit from the red tees. All right, I'm going to move out of this one and move on to being a Boy Scout next.